Tim Thrasher is our friend and a very busy man. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Are you freshly back from spring break, all raring to go?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Good, because if anybody deserves a break, you do, because of all the things you have to keep up with, jumping through the hoops, juggling the books, laws, regulations, and everything else the state throws at you. We just saw a legislative session wrap up. What do you need to know? Have they given you more wild goose chases and everything else to make sure that your job is just that much more difficult?
Well, in some respects, we're still waiting to see what all the changes were made. But
So they're not done yet. Even better.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. So
it'll take a little time to sort it all out, but I think we came out in reasonably good shape. My understanding is that there was some legislation passed that we were very interested in with regard to the referendum wording on the ballot question, because we wanted to be able to emphasize that approving the referendum doesn't mean an increase in the tax rate, because this is a continuing referendum that has been in place since, the first year we received the tax rate was 2011. So that referendum is due to expire in 2016, and so our school board and superintendent are anticipating a replacement or a continuing referendum to be voted on in November of 2016, and so that tax rate, if the referendum is successful, would become effective January 1st, 2017.
So the people that hear, well, it ends on 2016, does that mean we run out of money until the end of the school year on 2017? Talk about the precautions put in place there.
Okay. Well, no, we won't run out of money. Part of our overall financial plan is to build an operating balance in the referendum fund and to restore the operating balance in the general fund to where we feel it would be comfortable for it to be or advantageous. We normally consider that our general fund operating balance should be in the 8-10% of annual expenditures. And in the case of the referendum fund, although the referendum passed in 2010, it wasn't until November, so the 10-11 school year was already well underway, and we didn't want to, although we had every intention of bringing down class sizes and doing a number of other things involving staffing, we didn't want to disrupt the instructional process by moving students from one classroom to another. So we didn't actually start spending much of the referendum money until the fall of 2011 or the beginning of the 2011-12 school year. So that gave us some time to build a balance. We realized that was a one-time opportunity to build that balance and wanted to have it on hand, because we knew in 6 years we'd be where we are right now, and there would be the uncertainty of not knowing for sure whether the next referendum would pass. So we have enough to carry us through the 16-17 school year, and if it should come to the referendum not being successful, it gives us time to receive community input, provide thoughtful consideration of various options as to what we should do next if the referendum were to fail. So we've planned ahead and feel like we can avoid what might be considered a disaster situation if the referendum shouldn't fail or should fail, and it provide us time to consider our next steps very carefully.
We're speaking with Tim Thrasher, who is the Director of Business Operations for the MCCSE. And Tim, there is confusion, so let's talk about this. There are people that say, I don't want to be taxed for the schools, and they're representing like this is a new tax. So dispel that and how it is, if it's a continuation, it's still a tax, but it's not a new tax.
Correct. The 2010 referendum was approved for 14.02 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. As it turned out, our assessed valuation went up, and although we could have gone ahead and taxed the 14.02 cents, we elected to lower the tax rate to raise the amount of money that we had discussed during the referendum process, which was $7.5 million. So we've kept it at that $7.5 million level ever since 2000.
Tim, let me interrupt you here because I want to make sure people understand what you just said. Even though we were authorized for X amount of money, you have never taken that cap in the entire period of time this referendum has been in effect?
That's correct. The referendum tax rate has decreased every year, due in large part to increases in assessed valuation. So although we had the authority and legal ability to continue to levy the 14.02 cents, we elected not to do so. So now the 2015 referendum fund tax rate was 12.3 cents compared to the 14.02 that was authorized. 2016 rate is 11.93 cents. And so in considering the continuation referendum, now we're looking at recommending a tax rate. And although we've done some talking about what we plan to do, the actual budget won't be approved until the normal budget process takes place in August, September, and October of 2016. So these numbers won't be locked in then, but we anticipate recommending that we lower the tax levy that we've been requesting from $7.5 million to $7,300,000. And so that would lower the 2016 tax rate from 11.93 cents to 11.5 cents for the new referendum. So rather than asking for the 14.02 cents in the new referendum or the continuation referendum, we'd be asking for 11.5 cents.
And we can hope that in the next couple of years or whatever through the next referendum that building continues and assessed value goes up, because that's essentially what helps in the long run as well.
Absolutely. We've been very fortunate in this community that our assessed valuation has held up.
Now, Tim, we got a school board meeting tonight, and you got a couple of resolutions on the business agenda.
Yes. These are, I guess you'd say, routine resolutions, and that we do it every year to help us stay in compliance with state statute, Department of Local Government Finance regulations. So one is that we carry forward the balances that were unexpended in 2015 in the Capital Projects Fund so that we can continue to expend them in 2016. So that's one resolution. And the other is, we refer to it as closing budget functions, but any budget is an estimate, and some line items turn out to have too little money budgeted in them, and other line items end up having too much, more than we needed budgeted in them. So we go through a process of transferring appropriations from the accounts that have excess appropriation at the end of the year to accounts that were deficient in appropriation at the end of the year. So
that's just not you sitting in your office saying, I'm going to move it from this pot to that pot.
Well, the city
it's all
does
got
that
to follow
at the end
rules.
Of the year. Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah, it requires school board approval. We're glad to do it. We try to do everything out in the open, and so this will be out in the open as well.
Tim, what do you think the biggest hurdle or headache is going to be in the next 6 months getting the new referendum passed? What do you think is there a misconception that's floating around out there, or is there a sentiment out there that you think the school board and the school people in general need to get out, need the clearer message or the clear message to get out there to make sure people understand how important this is?
Well, I think one of the really important things this is kind of a good situation and a bad situation at the same time. It's a good situation in that we have had tremendous support from the community, but we have to be careful that we don't, and by we I mean people like me and the community that supports the referendum, don't take for granted that it will continue, because it passed by a pretty decent margin the last time. But the last time we had just gone through substantial cuts in expenditures, reductions in expenditures, and those were fresh in everyone's mind. We were able to restore most of those expenditures with the referendum monies, and so now we're in a position, rather than having just made cuts that are fresh in everybody's mind, to having had four or five really successful years. If you look at the school performances in MCCSC, it's just been outstanding over the last, since the period of time that, since the referendum. And so we want to be careful that we don't get complacent, and we're really not. The tri-chairs for the referendum committee are meeting weekly, and I tell you what, we have a lot of people that are really enthusiastic about supporting this next renewal referendum, and so I don't think complacency is going to be a problem, because we have a lot of people that have a good memory of what things were like after the cuts in 2010, and know that something similar is going to have to happen if this referendum doesn't pass. We're 90% plus labor intensive, personnel, salaries and benefits in the general fund and referendum fund. And so if the referendum fails, you can't look for it in the supply line item and just cut the supply line item. It means severe impact on salaries and benefits, which means positions. And when you cut positions, you're reducing services to students. So reducing, you know, that's really where it's at. If somebody is mad at the school board or somebody is mad at the director of business operations, they don't get even with me by not passing the referendum. They get even with the students, and they're the ones that will suffer. So we just really don't want to see us go through that. We think we had some just tremendous programs that we've been able to implement as a result of the referendum, and we want to be able to keep them in place.
Tim, great job as always. School board meeting is tonight, and again, the referendum issues will be front and center as we get to the primary and obviously into the November general election for that. Tim, we always appreciate your time and your clarity in walking us through that, and have fun at your meeting this evening.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.